الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Allah is khaliq. Allah is the creator. And besides Allah, ma siwallah, anything besides Allah is makhluq. It is a created entity. Khaliq is infinite. There is no boundary. There is no container. There is no plausible explanation. There is no quantity which you can place upon Allah that in any way will do justice, even an iota of containing the magnificence, the munificence, the greatness, the majesty of Allah. Makhluq, that which is created. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. What is shay? Ma siwallah. Every entity besides Allah, makhluq, is limited, is confined. Allah's greatness, that personality, Wahab bin Munabbah rahimahullah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَخَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That extent, of intelligence, perception, knowledge. Allah Ta'ala, several places in the Quran, describes the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. This last verse that I recited, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. Allah says we send wahi, we open the door. In this context, what it means, we open the door of ulum, perception, understanding upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How much? What does Quran say? مَا أَوْحَى. In other words, imagine as much as you want, the knowledge we gave him was even greater than that. Despite having such intelligence, such perception, when he stood on Mount Safa, he addressed Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, Ma amsal ya ali Muhammad, suffatum min daqiq, wala kaffatum min sha'ir. He said, Oh Jibreel, today in the day of, in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or even one strand of barley. Everything had been placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice. Everything was given. إِذْ سَمِعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَجِبَ. A thunderous explosion all of a sudden he hears. Becomes alarmed. أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سَعَةَ أَن تَقُومُ. Jibreel, has Allah ordered Qiyamah to occur? Jibreel says, no. But your call reached the arsh of Allah. And in reaction to that, Allah has dispatched an angel. Israfil alayhi salam. Inna rabbaka. And Israfil alayhi salam presents himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak. That your Rabb heard what you said. وَبَعَثَنِي إِلَيْكَ بِمَفَاتِيحِ خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. And in response to this, what has Allah sent for you? Allah has sent me, Israfil, بِمَفَاتِيحِ خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ, with the keys to the treasures of the entire earth. That extent Allah opened upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name was Muhammad. What does Muhammad mean? The one who is praised excessively. Comes from the word hamd. In Quran and Hadith, another name is given. Ahmad. Ahmad, the one who praises Allah. Given the treasures of the earth, the door to knowledge opened up to him. Expanse of knowledge which we can't even comprehend. And yet he himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. He says, Oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are as you have praised yourself. Every creation of Allah is engaged. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, the amal which Allah loves the most is Allah's hamd, Allah's ta'rif, Allah's praises. This is why Quran begins with this expression, Alhamdulillah. This alif lam in alhamd is what we call alif lam istighraqi. In layman's terms, what it means, any form of praise, alhamd. Any form of praise, lillah, primarily belongs to Allah. Every creation of Allah, what does Quran tell us? Sabbaha lillah, ma fis samawat, wa ma fil ard. Elsewhere, sabbaha lillah, ma fis samawati wal ard, wa huwa al azizul hakim. This word, sabbaha. Ulama explained this is past tense. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, past tense, was making the tasbih of Allah. Quran, the very essence of Quran, Quran is mu'jiza, Quran is a miracle. Quran goes beyond the realms of human perception and understanding. This is why 14 centuries ago, this challenge was issued in Quran. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. Look at the, Allahu Akbar, look at the authority of Quran. 14 centuries ago in a desert, this is revealed. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ, if you have any doubt about the miraculous nature of this kalam, if there is even an iota, the Quran uses the word raib, in kuntum fi raibim, the word raib, English is a limited language. We translate doubt. You get levels of doubt. Raib means a minuscule level of doubt. You get the word shak in Arabic, you get the word mirya in Arabic also. In Quran also these expressions are there. Balhum fi shakkim minha, balhum minha amun, falataku fi miryatim mimma. Shak is a high level of doubt. Mirya, slightly lower level of doubt. Then you get raib. Raib means a minuscule, almost you can dismiss it. It's like no doubt. Allah Ta'ala says, if there is even a slight element of doubt, mimma nazzalna ala abdina, about this kalam that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what is the challenge? Allah Ta'ala says, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ. Reproduce one surah. Bring one surah like this Quran. Bring one chapter like this Quran. And not only you, وَدُعُوا شُهَدَاكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Call all your helpers, all your resources, pool everything. Not one person, every one of you get together. Every enemy of Islam, every Dajjal, every Kadhab, in every era, every age, get together. In kuntum sadiqeen, pull your resources if you are truthful and produce something like this Quran. One surah, not the whole Quran. Produce one surah. And then what does Allah say? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you are unable to do this, and doesn't stop there. وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا, and I am telling you, Allah says, I am telling you without a doubt you will not be able to do it. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي سُفِيَ جَهَنَّمْ وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, that has been prepared for the kafirin. So such a Quran. There were instances when those who had some sort of munasabat, some sort of link, some sort of perception or understanding of Arabic, when they would just hear one glimpse, one expression of Quran, one word, one verse of Quran, they would fall down into sajda and they would say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ الْمَخْلُوقَ لَا يَقْدِرْ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ. I bear witness that the creation will never ever be able to produce anything like this Quran. I am digressing, my respected brothers. This is the cry and the lament of our elders. This, what we call tablighi nisab, these a'mal that are shown, tasbihat regularly, tilawat of Quran regularly, ihtimam of dua regularly, on a daily basis, take out time for a'mal, for tahajjud, take out time for Allah's remembrance, take out time for the tilawat of the Quran. When the delegation of Taif came, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set up a tent for them in Masjid-e-Nabawi. He made their istiqbal, he welcomed them. He prepared, had food specially prepared for them. Daily he would take out time to sit with them. One day he got delayed. My Nabi excused himself and said, I was delayed coming to sit with you. I didn't come upon the set time. And what was the excuse that Rasulullah gave? What was the impediment? Why did I come late? Allahu Akbar, Sahibul Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I had not finished my portion of Quran, so I didn't want to come to you till I had completed it. Ask ourselves from the morning till now, how many times we looked into the cell phone? How many times we looked into that cell phone? And how many times have we looked into the Quran? Leave the ummah that is away from the masjid. Those that are in the masjid, sometimes an entire year passes and not one khatam of Quran. Look at the loss. Look at the loss that this the Quran is right in front of us. Allah has made it so easy, accessible. Today with media, today with technology, literally we are walking around with the Quran in our pocket. And yet, almost on a daily basis, the ummah is getting further and further and further away from the Quran. This nisab that is shown to us by going the path of Allah, or whether you are at home, daily take out time for these a'mal, Allah's qasam, this is not some agenda. These a'mal that are shown to us, this is ihya'ul qalb. This is life for the heart. This is the protection. Everywhere we're going nowadays, we are hearing. Just recently, just last week, I was in Canada. One brother, Purana Sati, teaches in the school. He says, Maulana, do you realize what the youth today are facing, the challenges they are facing? He says, previously, the challenges our youth faced, even if they wanted to do something wrong, there was obstacles, it was difficult. Today, everything is available. It has become so easy for them to disobey Allah. And then he says, even worse, what the youth are facing, he says, is an overload of information. Whether it's atheism, whether it's the issue of gender, whether it's the issue of identity, from every direction they are being bombarded. He says, one wonders, where's the protection? Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid and I take qasam and oath on Allah, whether it was 14 centuries ago, whether it was now, whether it is Qiyamah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam left behind sufficient protection in every era. No man what the youth will face, no man what happens in this environment around us, no man what, regardless of what the media will come up or what anybody else will come up with, or what the enemies of Islam will come up with, by the qasam of my Allah, in these a'mal, particularly what Allah has opened up upon the hearts of our elders, by the qasam of Allah, I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams, is the protection of every fitna. Provided we do these a'mal. Provided we bring these a'mal into our homes. Provided our youth practically are shown these a'mal. When the example is there in front of them. Today what is it? Today we've got no time. How many parents, dindar, so-called dindar parents, the child is looking at YouTube, the child is on the cell phone, the child is involved in other, bhai, kya kare, what are you doing? They're not listening, I need to keep them busy. I need to occupy them. What are the seeds that we are planting? Anything that is zulmat, anything that is darkness, anything that is away from the dhikr of Allah, from the name of Allah, understand, is an instrument of darkness and it is an instrument of what we call qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. These a'mal that our elders have given us, these a'mal, this cry that established the halqa of ta'lim every day in every home of the ummah. Take out time every day to read Quran. Yasin Sharif in the morning, every home of the ummah. Yasin Sharif, what did my Nabi say? When the one who will recite Yasin Sharif in the morning for the entire day, whatever problem or difficulty he faces, the mafhum of the riwayat, Allah's malaika will assist him in fulfilling what he needs to fulfill. Such a prescription we were given. Tilawat of Quran. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the Sahaba once he said to them that like metal and steel rusts, the heart rusts, harshness, hardness comes in the heart. Sahaba said, Ma jila'uha, Ya Rasulullah, what's the solution? How can the heart be rejuvenated? What is the light? What is the illumination? Allahu Akbar, what did my Nabi say? Tilawatul Quran. He said it is the recitation of Quran. This is the marham, this is the solace, this is the noor, this is the light, this is the softness, this is the illumination of the heart. These a'mal are not an agenda. They're not something that was just thought up somewhere. And they are not for others, they are for you and I. Daily attachment with the Quran, daily attachment with Allah's zikr. Taking Allah's name, jaddidu imanakum. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he said, renew, refresh your iman, refresh your iman, renew your iman. How? Bi kathrati qawli la ilaha illallah, by the dhikr of la ilaha illallah. This will refresh your iman. He said, a person who says la ilaha illallah 100 times a day, Allah will raise him on the day of judgment. His face will be shining like the 14th full moon. My Nabi said, say la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah will wipe away all your sins, even if your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean. Such amal we were given. And daily, what is happening? Involvement and engagement in other things. We are going further and further and further away from these amal. These amal are ihya'ul qalb. They are the nur of the light. They are for the Allahu Akbar, this da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat, khidmat. Our elders have repeated over and over again. By this is the nuskha of a tablighi. This is a prescription of those in da'wat and tabligh. These four amal, your life to revolve around this. Da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat, khidmat. This is not something simple. This is not something to be taken lightly. Allah's qasam, this is ihya'ul qalb. This is the light of the heart. This is the rejuvenation of the heart. This is to bring alive this dead heart. And wallah, in these amal is the fortress and protection from whatever fitnas out there. If the ummah will come onto this, this attachment with the masjid, environment of the masjid. Nevertheless, I digressed. This is Quran. Quran is i'jaz, the i'jaz of the Quran, the miraculous nature of the Quran. Allah says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمِ. Past tense. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is making tasbih of Allah. Elsewhere in the Quran, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ تُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ يُسَبِّحُ تُسَبِّحُ. This is present and future. When you translate in English, yusabbih, present and future. In other words, sabbaha, past tense. Yusabbih, tusabbih, present tense, future tense. And then, in the 30th juz, last juz of the Quran, sabbihisma rabbikal a'la. Sabbaha, yusabbihu, tusabbihu, sabbih. Sabbih is amar, imperative. In other words, were doing, are doing, are still doing, will continue doing. By Allah's command are doing what? إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. Allah says, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, كُلٌّ. This word كُل in Arabic is comprehensive. Nothing is excluded. Kullun, and then qad, emphasis, kullun, qad alima, salatahu, wa tasbiha. What is Quran telling us? The pillars of this masjid, that clock, these fans, the roof, the air, the wind, the veins of your body, every hair on your body, every wisp of air, every grain of sand, every creation of Allah is making salah of Allah and tasbih of Allah. And not is, was doing, is doing, and will continue doing. Subuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallah, Al-Malikul Haqqul Mubin. The azmat, the jalal, the greatness of Allah. You and I read Isha Salah just now. How long was that Salah? What kind of a Salah was it? Salah is for what? Aqimis Salata li Dhikri. Aqimis Salata li Dhikri. Allah says, establish Salah for my remembrance. The first requirement of salah is what? That from Allahu Akbar till salam, we think and focus on nothing but Allah. That is salah. That is salah. And on that type of salah, on that type of salah, what did my Nabi say? Ma min ahadin yatawadda fa yuhsinu alwudu thumma yusalli rak'atayn yuqbilu bi qalbihi wa wajhihi feehima. He said a person makes wudu, good wudu, in other words, with fulfilling the sunnah of wudu, fulfilling the mustahabbat of wudu, making miswak,
facing Qibla, reading the du'as of wudu, washing the various limbs according to the practice of Rasulullah. This is yuhsinul wudu, beautiful wudu. Thumma yusalli rakatain. Then he reads two rakat salah, no time limit on it. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. What is the condition? Yuqbilu bi qalbihi wa wajhi mi fihima. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, only requirement in the two rakat salah, his heart, qalb, wa wajh, his face. Very, very interesting that the hadith uses the word face, wajh. The word wajh in Arabic, the least requirement of wajh is muwajaha. What is muwajaha? To face something. In other words, to be attentive. This is a problem. Masturat are complaining. Children are complaining. Husband and wife is fighting. Everywhere human beings are fighting with one another. Today, why? Because our the dun of dunya, the chase of dunya, the rat race of this dunya, this pursuit that we are convinced we are losing out on something in this dunya. So we are running and running and running so that the person, even though he is physically present, he is mentally absent. He's facing you, but his heart is somewhere else. He's looking at you, he's not listening to you. This is a complaint we get all the time. Why? Because such is the attachment with technology. Such is the attachment of this dunya. Such is the rat race, chasing and chasing and chasing, thinking we're going to lose out on something. That is why a person, even in salah, physically he's there. Muwajah is not there. His attention is not there. His attention is not there. So my Nabi says, heart and face, in other words, total complete attention in two rakat salah. Allahu Akbar. Another riwayat, one more expression is found. Farragha qalbahu lillah. Farragha qalbahu lillah. The word farragha comes from the Arabic word farigh. In other words, ulama explained, farigh means to empty the heart. Empty the heart of every ghairullah and put only Allah in the heart. For how long? Time that it takes you to read two rakat salah. Two rakat salah. Heart, face, total attention only on Allah. What will Allah give you? What will Allah give you? Two riwayats. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in sarafa min khati'atihi kayawmi waladatu ummuhu. When that man walks away from the musalla, he will walk away totally, completely sinless. Allah will wipe all his sins. Another riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, wajabat lahul jannah. Wajabat, wajib. Allah has made compulsory upon himself that this man is a jannati if he will read two rakat salah like this. Yet today, from Allahu Akbar till Salam is everything else but Allah. Everything else but Allah. This is why it is the cry of our elders. We're looking for complex solution. There's no complex solution. There's simple solution. Kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz. This call that by going the path of Allah and make mashk on your salah. Make effort on your salah. When you go in ruku, somebody looking from behind you must think this man is not going to wake up from that ruku. When you go into sajda, they must think you're not going to wake up from that sajda. Two rakats like that, and then another two rakats, and then another two rakats. Like in anything, initially, there is a period of tarbiyah, period of nurturing. After a while, Allahu Akbar, what happens? Ju'ilat qurrata ayni fi salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allahu Akbar. Look at this expression. Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. He says, Allah has kept my lazzat and my ecstasy in tahajjud. How this is going to come? By making mash. By making this effort. But what is the problem? We got no time. Common excuse. No time. Till 1-2 o'clock in the morning in front of the shaitan box, we got a lot of time. For the internet, we got a lot of time. For side attractions and shows, for sports games, for futile activities, lot of time. For Quran, for Hadith, for Amal, for Salah. Unfortunately, today the Ummah doesn't have time. Why? Because there is an imbalance. imbalance in our thinking, imbalance in our perception, and more greater, what is the cause of it? What ulama say, qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. The hardness of the heart. The hardness of the heart. This is why this environment, nurani environment, a'mal of dawat, a'mal of Allah's zikr, a'mal of Quran, a'mal of nuraniyat, a'mal of spiritual illumination to soften this heart. Nevertheless, I'm digressing. Coming back to the point. How long was the salah? 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. We remembered Allah to some extent. How much does Allah need you and I to remember Him? When what is Quran saying? Every blade of grass, every grain of sand was, is, and will continue for as long as it exists. Kullun قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. It is in Allah's salah and it is in Allah's tasbih. Glorifying Allah, praising Allah, hymning the praises of Allah. And what is tasbih? Ulama say tasbih is tanzih. To declare Allah's purity. Allah is pure. Unfortunately, many of us have a very restricted, confined understanding when you say Allah is pak, Allah is pure. That purity doesn't just mean physical purity. That Allah is pure. Allah is pure of what? Allah is pure of every defect. Allah is pure of every ugliness. Allah is pure of every limitation. Allah is pure of every deficiency. Allah is pure of every weakness. Allah is pure of every shortcoming. Think, ponder, reflect greatness, beauty, majesty, perfection, illumination, height, power, glory, to the extent that the entire creation can ponder to the height of it. Allah is above all that. Allah is greater than that. Allahu Akbar. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin. Wahuwa bikulli shay'in alim. Lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ard. Yuhyi wa yumeet. Wahuwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin. Wahuwa bikulli shay'in alim. This verse of the Quran describes what? Awwal, akhir, zahir, batin. What we mentioned earlier, Allah is limitless. Allah is limitless. Makhluk, the creation, can never ever do justice to describing Khaliq. Every aspect of ours is beset with weakness, beset with shortcoming. But this is what we have at our disposal. Letters, alphabets, words we use to describe Allah. These words, letters, alphabets, all this is makhluk. This is a created entity. And that which is makhluk, created, can never do justice. Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes, Allah's majesty, Allah's glory, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's greatness. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the beautiful names. What beautiful names? هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى أَوَّلُ إِذْ اللَّهُ آخِرُ إِذْ Allah, Zahir is Allah, Batin is Allah, Muhaymin is Allah, Aziz is Allah, Jabbar is Allah, Mutakabbir is Allah, Khafid is Allah, Rafi is Allah, Mu'izz is Allah, Mudhil is Allah, Sami is Allah, Basir is Allah, Hakam is Allah, Adil is Allah, Latif is Allah, Khabir is Allah, Walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna. What are these? The sifat, the attributes of Allah, the first Allah, the last Allah, the overseer Allah, the protector Allah, the giver Allah, the taker Allah, the controller Allah, the one who raises up Allah, the one who brings down Allah, the complete listener Allah, the complete seer Allah. His listening is such, no sound escapes his listening. His sight is such, no creation escapes his sight. His memory is such. There is no past or present tense to the memory of Allah. Allah's memory is eternal. Allah's power is eternal. Allah's sifat is eternal. Allah's attributes is eternal. Each one of these sifat, each one of these attributes, each one of these asma is a limitless ocean. No creation with his defective intellect will ever do justice or even scratch the surface to reach even anywhere near the justice of describing any one sifat or attribute of Allah. This is Alhamdulillah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, there is nothing more beloved to Allah than this. Allah's hamd, Allah's tarif, Allah's praise. We can never do justice. This is a limitless ocean. This one verse, look at the manner in which our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened up the understanding of this. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin, Allahumma. أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء. Oh my Allah, you are the first, but you are such a first that before you there is nothing. Oh my Allah, you are the last, but such a last after you there is nothing. You are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are concealed, concealed from you there is nothing. These are just expressions, words. They don't, in this verse, the longevity of Allah is described. Allah is forever. Allah will be forever. We find in the books of Aqaid expressions like this. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. By the qasam of my Allah, these words don't do justice. What does forever mean? A very, 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 very long period of time. This word doesn't describe Allah. Why? Because time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Very, very long period of time, makhluk. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِي مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Allah in this verse describes the ascension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Allah says, we raised him up. He was 33 years of age. We find according to riwayat, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. The affair was mixed up for them. Isa alayhi salam was raised up at the age of 33. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj in the second heaven, he meets Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, raised up. How many years pass? 600 plus minus. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. Mi'rajun Nabi takes place. He meets Isa alayhi wa sallam. Returns back to the earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From then 14 centuries have passed. Qurbu sa'a, just before Qiyamah, Allah tells us, Quran tells us, Hadith tells us, Isa alayhi wa sallam will be brought back down to the earth. From the time he was raised up, more than 2,000 years have passed. Yet the Isa alayhi salam that was raised up at the age of 33 will come back at the age of 33. Time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Allah stopped time with regards to Isa alayhi salam. Ashabi Kaf, time was stopped inside the cave. Just 1 week passes. 1 week passes in your life. Those that are observing intelligently, you will find changes. Whether the hair grows, whether the nails grow, certain physiological, biological changes occur. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2,000 years pass. No physiological, no biological change on Isa alayhi salam. Why? Because with regards to that creation of Allah, Allah stopped time. Past tense, present tense, future tense. Tasbih, tanzih, Allah is pak. Allah is pure of science. Allah is pure of technology. Allah is pure of geology. Allah is pure of physics. Allah is pure of botany. Allah is pure of the four basic elements: earth, wind, fire, water. All this is for you and I. Allah's great. Allah is above all this. There are no limitations. No limitations. Hu al awwal, wal akhir, wal zahir, wal batin. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. Allah is Allahu Akbar. لا يحويه مكان لا يشتمل عليه زمان. We find these expressions in the books of Aqaid. Allah is pure of space. Allah is there, but Allah doesn't occupy space. Allah is pure of a shape. Allah is there. Allah is free of a shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of color. Allah is free of direction. Allah is Rabb of all this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah. East, west, north, south, above, below. Aynama tuwallu. Turn in any direction. Fathamma wajhullah. You will see the jalwa of Allah. You will see the nur of Allah. You will see the qudrat of Allah. You will see the power of Allah. Why? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur, the effulgence, the light of the heavens and the earth. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of time. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. How many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam? Allah takes oath on time and aspects of time. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Wal asr, by the oath of time itself. Not only aspects of time, those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths. Why? So many qasams and oaths. Allah's kalam, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Look at the vehemence, look at the taqat, look at the authority in these expressions. وَتَمَّتْ, just one expression. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. Allahu Akbar. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when we lost our munasabat with the Quran. Many of us may think we passed the sell-by age. You've gone senile, brain cells have died. No problem. You want to deprive yourself, you feel you've gone too old, no problem. But don't deprive your youth of the Quran. You want to make them doctors, scientists, engineers, physicists, no problem. Do whatever you want. But not at the expense of Quran. Wallah, the panacea, the solution to whatever the challenges the youth are facing today, whether it is confusion about genders, whether it is confusion about sexuality, whether it is confusion about the existence of a creator, whether it is agnostic theories, whatever it may be, by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, the solution to everything Allah has kept in the Quran. This is nur, this is hud. Allah, look, my Nabi, Allahu Akbar. He said, innama ana bashar. He said, I am a human being like you. In what sense? Yushiku an yatiya ilayya rasulu rabbi. He said, very, very soon, Allah's messenger is going to come to me. He used the word rasul. Sahih Rawi Hadith this is. He says, very soon, Allah's messenger. What in this context, what he is referring to? Allah's caller. Who is Allah's caller? Malakul Maut. The angel of death. He said, very soon he is coming to me. فَأُجِيبَ لَهُ. I am going to accept his invitation. In other words, the time of my departure is imminent. Very soon I am going to leave you behind, my ummah. But I am not abandoning you. I am not abandoning you. He says, I am leaving behind in my place. Thaqalain. Two very, very heavy things. And he emphasized the first thing. The first thing he said, I am leaving behind the Quran. I am leaving behind the Quran. Fihi nur wa hudan. Tamassaku biha. He said, oh my ummah, there is nur in this Quran. There is hidayat in this Quran. Hold on to this Quran. Let Quran be a way of life. Attach yourself, immerse yourself, drown yourself in the Quran. This whole work of Dawat and Tabligh, our elders are saying, bhai, in your infiradi ta'aleem, read Hayatu Sahaba. Read the lives of Sahaba Ikram. Why? Because then that basira, then that understanding that will open up how much of the Dawat of my Nabi and Sahaba was Quran. This entire work of Dawat and Tabligh, Hazrat Mawlana Ubaidullah Rahmatullah Ali, how beautifully he put it. He said that when I went in the path of Allah on the mashwara of Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, when I gave that qurbani, then I opened the Quran, and he said, Wallah, in every verse of the Quran I could only see Dawat. In every verse of the Quran. Why? Because in that environment. Coming back, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ وَتَمَّتْ Allahu Akbar. There's no language that can translate this. Watammat, itmam, perfection, height, culmination. Allah says, Watammat kalimatu rabbik. This is the kalam, this is the kalima, this is the word of your Rabb, this Quran. And this Quran has reached itmam. There is no greater authority than the Quran in what? Two things Allah tells us. Sidqan wa adla. Quran is the final statement in Sachai, in being the absolute truth. What the media is telling you, what the universities are telling you, what the so-called archives of knowledge of this world are telling you, what society is telling you, what you are being bombarded with from every direction. If it comes into conflict with the Quran, by the qasam of my Allah, what they are saying is a lie and the Quran is haq. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. This is the final word. There is nothing higher than this. This is the itmam. This is perfection. This is culmination. Sidqan in sachai, in being the absolute truth. Wa adla, and in justice. You want justice. You want akhlaq. You want character. You want social reform. You want to know what is insan. You want a just society. You want human beings to behave like human beings. Then by the qasam of my Allah, it is the Quran. Move away from that and it is hayawaniyat. Move away from the Quran and it is animalism. Move away from the Quran and there is no, absolutely no claim to superiority in any other way of life besides that which was portrayed by the Quran. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا. صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا. Allah does not need to take qasam and oath. Yet so many qasams, so many oaths. There is nothing more truthful than the Quran. Yet Allah is taking qasam upon qasam upon qasam on time and aspects of time. Why? To conscientize you and I. To wake you and I up to the reality. Allah has made this human being such. Fitratan, by nature. Whatever is precious, whatever is valuable, you will protect it. If you walk into somebody's house, whatever is insignificant, like one mop, or one rag, you'll find it lying around. But walk into somebody's house, and if he's got a jewelry set, if he's got a diamond set, where is it? Not kept lying around. It's kept in the safe. And the more valuable, more expensive safe, then there'll be a camera system, there'll be an intricate electronic system. Human nature, whatever is precious and is valuable, you will put it in the darkest corner and you will put a fortress around it according to your capability. Why? Because that is valuable. I have to protect it. What is Quran telling us? All these qasams and oaths are there. Why? Pagal insan, foolish insan, buy more valuable than the jewelry set of yours. And more valuable than your rands and dollars and your investments, by the qasam of my Allah,
is the time which Allah has given you. This life which Allah has given you, this is an irreplaceable commodity. This is that ni'mat and bounty of Allah that on a daily basis you are losing. It is slipping away. And the sad irony is that you are completely oblivious of this loss which is occurring all the time. Every human being, from the first day that you enter into this world, there is one battle you are engaged in, one conflict you are involved in. This is the conflict against time. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, the great sage of Islam, he compiled a book of hadith, 40,000 ahadith. Then he told his students, there is one hadith. If you will practice on this one hadith, it is equivalent to practicing upon 40,000 ahadith. They asked him, what is that hadith? He said, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh. He said, my Nabi said, majority of my ummah will only realize the value of two great assets which Allah gave them. They will only realize the value of it when it is too late. After they have lost it. After the opportunity has gone. Then they will realize the value of these two great ni'mats. What two great ni'mats? My Nabi said, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. One is health and the other is free time. The time which Allah has given you. Hum is dunya mein jeene ke liye nahi aaye bhai. No one came to live in this world. Quran calls out again and again, mataun qaleel ayyaman ma'dudat kasarabin biqi'a yahsabuhu adh-dham'an ma'a zuyyina lin-nas hubbu ash-shahawat min an-nisa wal-banin wal-qanatir al-muqantara min adh-dhahabi wal-fiddati wal-khayl al-musawwamati wal-an'ami wal-harth dhalika mata'ul hayatid dunya wallahu 'indahu husnul ma'ab. How many verses? This dunya, mata'ul ghurur, is deception. It's a trick of the light. Don't be deceived. Line up 100 people in front of you and ask all 100 people the same question. Brother, how old are you? You'll get 100 different answers. Someone will say 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 60 years, 20 years, 15 years. 100 different answers. And then ask all 100 people the next question. How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? What answer? All will give the same answer. The reality of this dunya, that time is that commodity which you cannot afford to waste. Wealth you lose, you'll make some more tomorrow. Job you lose, you'll get another job tomorrow. Investment goes away, you'll find another investment tomorrow. What about the time? The time that is lost. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, will you not observe? Will you not take ibrat? Will you not take lesson? إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. By this incessant, unstoppable motion of day and night. Allahu Akbar. Look at the way Quran opens up. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Layl wa nahar, layl wa nahar, yukawwirul layla ala nahar, yughshil layla al nahar, yulijul layla fi nahar, yulijul nahara fi layl. Again and again, interspersed throughout Quran, Allah is calling out, observe this. Day following night, night following day, day wrapped up by night, night wrapped up by day. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is being made old. Constantly you are being reminded. You haven't come to stay. This life is temporary. You are healthy today. Does the health stay? You are strong today. Does the strength stay? You have your faculties in front of you today. Do they remain like that? This world, its lights, its glitter, its glamour. Yubliani kulla jadid. Every new thing is being made old. Yuqarribani kulla ba'id. Every distant thing is being brought near. I often give this example. It seems only yesterday, child is born. Parents are envisaging in their mind's eye, my son will graduate tomorrow. My daughter will get married tomorrow. And the bewafai of this dunya, how often we find that elderly father who was dreaming about the day that he's going to give the key of his treasures to his son. The disloyalty of this world, that same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that son on his back. Is this not the reality? Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, لا تجتمعان عليك حسرتان. He said, don't let two hasrats and regrets gather. Don't let two hasrats and regrets come together at the time of maut. One is hasratul maut. One is the hasrat and regret of sakarat. And greater than that, hasratul faut. Come out of this dhoka. Come out of this deception that you have time. That time is a replaceable commodity. Come out of it. Otherwise, if you will not heed, Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, that great hasrat will come. What hasrat? Hasratul faut. The regret of lost opportunities. That which Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ, with the ticking of the clock, with the movement of day and night, with the unstoppable motion of time. Every promise of Allah, what promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمِ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time, the promised time of your mort and your death, the time of departure from this world. No matter how much you deny it, no matter how much you live your life not identifying with this reality that is there in front of you, like Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Al-Maut laysa minhu al-faut. Mort and death, there is no escaping. In akamtum lahu akhadakum. If you will oppose it, it will overpower you. In farartum minhu adrakakum. And if you run away from it, aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. Bago, run. Wherever you are, whether it's a submarine in the depths of the ocean, or whether it's some rocket on Mars or on the moon, run wherever you want. On its appointed time, that mort and death is going to find you. Yudrikkumul mautu walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. And when it comes, when that time comes, la tastakhiruna anhu sa'atan wala tastaqdimun. Not one second's extension will be given to anyone. When Alim the other day, he gave the example, he was standing in a graveyard. The janazah was in front. He addressed the majma in front of him. And he said, if this brother that is in front of you gets some form of divine revelation that we are going to give you 24 hours extension, you can wake up. What do you think he will do? Bhai, you've got 24 hours extension. Life is going to come back to you for 24 hours. Visualize. Quantify in your minds what the reaction of that man will be. What will become his priorities. What will now be important to him? Expansion of his business, opening the next new investment, chasing behind the dunya, sorting out his worldly amenities. No. Delay. All that will cease to have any significance if he is given 24 more hours. And then that alim addressed that majma and he said, bhai, sochne ki baat hai. This is something to think about. Akal mandi se soch lo. Think with intelligence. Pay attention to what I am saying. I am giving you a promise that this man is not getting 24 hours. Forget 24 hours, he's not going to get 1 minute also. But every one of you that is standing here, every one of you that is standing here will be able to walk away from here. Whether it's 24 hours or longer, that is in Allah's knowledge. Understand the value of time. Sahaba wa as, man akyasun nas, man ahzamun nas, the most intelligent human being ever created. This question is put forward. Who is the most intelligent person? What did my Nabi say? The one who's a wepari, the one who knows how to make the one who's a scholar for dollars, the one who knows how to make money, the one who has business acumen, the one who has business. No! Man ahzamun nas, man akyasun nas, who is the most intelligent and astute of the whole humanity? What did my Nabi respond? أكثرهم ذكرا للموت أشدهم استعدادا له أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة. He said, it is the one amongst you who will remember his mort the most, and the one who will prepare for it. As Imam Ibrahim Devla Sahib Daun Barakat, very often in his bayan, he says, bhai, when we talk of remembering death, it doesn't mean take one tasbih, sit in the corner of the masjid and say, mujhe marna hai, mujhe marna hai, mujhe marna. No. What does remembering death mean when Quran and Hadith speaks of that? أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ, the sign of intelligence. Tomorrow morning when the azan of Fajr is called out, in the light of this Hadith, by the qasam of my Allah, if the same majma that is here now is not in the masjid, then it is a sign of their lack of intelligence. I am not saying it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it. The one who will prepare for maut, cry tears of blood. 95% of the believing ummah, the sun, believing ummah today, the sun rises on those homes and no Fajr Salah occurs. Shaitan is urinating in the ears. That person is leaving his house in the morning, carrying the flag of Shaitan. By kaha ja raha hai, where are you going? Where are you going? He says, I'm going to earn my risk. I'm going to earn my sustenance. I'm going to earn my livelihood. You have disobeyed Razik and you want to earn your risk. You have made war. You are in your risk. What intelligence is that? Then you want to know why there's no barakat, why there's no blessings. How many reminders Allah gives us? Prepare for that death. Prepare for that death. Hassan Basri rahimahullah says, if you will not realize the value of time, Allahu Akbar, till it is too late. Look at the manner in which Quran describes it. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. Spend in Allah's way. Earn your akhirat before it is too late. This is literal translation. Min qabli. أَيَّأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before you lose the one commodity that you cannot replace, it is Allah's system. Before that maut and death comes, because if you will not realize now, then when maut comes, what does Allah say? What will this person say? يَا رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh my Allah, give me a short extension. He won't ask for a long extension also. Ajalin qareeb. Give me a short extension. Why? Fa as-saddaq. Look at the taqeed. Look at the emphasis. Fa as-saddaq. This is alif and mushaddad, which is qasam. I take an oath without delay. Fa. Fa in Arabic, in Quranic terminology, means emergency. Without any more delay. As-saddaq.
Now I'll give the 4 months. Now I'll go in the path of Allah. Now I'll change my life. Now I'll spend in charity. Now I'll do this. Now I'll do that. Waakum mina salihin. And Ya Allah, on oath and qasam, He will say, Ab to main nek banunga. Now I'll become your obedient slave. But what is the reality?
وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا
لَيْ يُؤَخِّرْ لَيْ يُؤَخِّرْ This is emphasis upon emphasis. Never ever will any soul get any ta'khir or extension. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا When the appointed time comes. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ Abdullah bin Masood said, observe this time, observe this vessel, come out of this deception. Time is that creation of Allah whose very movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it goes forward. Aeroplane goes forward, ship goes forward, anything. Apply energy, it moves forward. The irony and the tragedy facing us, my respected brothers, is that we think time is moving forward. Time is not moving forward. Time is receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. The hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are acknowledged and realized, these are alarm bells, these are sirens. New Year is a siren, birthday is a siren, anniversary is a siren. Any hallmark by which the movement of time is acknowledged, this is a wake-up call, because you have not gained anything, you have lost. And what is the sad reality? Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika قبل الموت مجتهدا فإنما الربح والخسران في العمل نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتظي إذا تم العام فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى
باغل فولش إنسان لنفرح تو تو خوش ہو رہا ہے
You are becoming happy بالأيام نقطعها by the movement of time. 31st December, Tamasha. New Year, have a party. Birthday, celebrate. What are you celebrating? Someone has a party, he says, ask him, why are you celebrating? I lost $100,000. You ask him, have you lost your marbles? What are you celebrating? I very often mention this. A few years ago, I went to one relative's house. He said, I just came back from a birthday party. I asked him, how old is the person? He said, 60 years of age. 60 years and still celebrating. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles on the cake. And nowadays, vaping, I don't like to mention the activities people get involved in. What happens to the respiratory system? When the 60-year-old man tries to blow the 60 candles out, he'll get blown out before the candles will get blown out. But still celebrating. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ Realize each passing day, each passing year, يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ is taking you to that day, to that crunch point, the cycle of life, the cycle of humanity. Every one of us is on a journey, and that day is coming. That day is coming where my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tazulu qadama abdin. Your feet will be locked on the ground. The foot of no man will move hatta yus'al an arba an umrihi fi ma afna an shababihi fi ma abla. That foot will not move from the ground until you are questioned about how this life was spent. Umrihi, Allah says, we gave you life. Every breath of air is Allah's amanat. Every new day, Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَيَقُولُ Every day, the day calls out, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنِّي خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ فَأَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا That, O Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah. New day has dawned. A new year has dawned. One more extension has come from Allah for you. One more opportunity has come. One more amanat has come. One more trust has come. Utilize me correctly. Utilize me correctly, because tomorrow in Allah's court, I'm either going to be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you. Value me. Why? In dhahabtu lan arji ilaykum abada. Once I am gone, I am never coming back. That opportunity that is lost is never coming back. This day, this year, this life is sanduqul amal. It's a collection of actions. That qabr is sanduqul amal. The grave is a representation of actions. Time is utilized, is passed through actions. Mawlana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ek hai waqt ko guzarna, ek hai waqt ko banana. He used to say, one is to while away the time, and the other is to make the time. Waqt qeemti bante hai aamal se. Agar waqt ko aamal se qeemti banayenge, to dunya bhi qeemti banega. Agar dunya ko qeemti banayega, to maut qeemti banega. Agar maut ko qeemti banayega, to akhirat qeemti ban jayega. Well, make your life and your time valuable through aamal. If you will make your time valuable through aamal, your life will become valuable. If your life becomes valuable, your death will become valuable. Muazza Adawiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the student of Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha. Sila bin Ashyam was a husband and son. Same day, they become shaheed in the path of Allah. The women of the locality come to the home of Muazza. She opens the door. In kuntunna ji'tunna lituhanni anni bima akramani Allahu bi fadhak. If you people have come to congratulate me that Allah has accepted my husband and my son in his path, then enter my home. In kuntunna ji'tunna li ghayri dhalika farji'an. If you have come with any other objective, then I respectfully ask you to please go back. She lived for 20 years. Value of time. Populate this time with amal. 20 years she lived after her husband passed away. Muarikhin have recorded her back did not touch the bed at night. Every night on the musalla. Eventually insan, sleep would overpower. When the sleep would come, she would say, Ajibtu li aynin tanam, wa hiya arafat tul al-riqad fi dhulam al-qubur. She would commiserate with her eyes that what is wrong with you? Why do you want to sleep? Don't you know what a long sleep you will get in the qabr? Eventually she would fall asleep on the musalla. 20 years like that. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hadith of Rasulullah, kama tahyon tamutun. As the life is lived, the maut will be. As the life is lived, the maut will be. When the time for maut came, Muazza looks up at her front porch, she starts smiling. Then she starts crying. Maidservant says, Muazza, what happened? She says, I saw Sila, my husband, dressed in green robes. There was a Nurani makhluk with him. Sila was smiling at me. He told me that the iftar of my roza of today will be with him. So the hope entered my heart that Allah has made my maghfirat. Then why did you cry? Why did you cry? Allahu Akbar, why did she cry? She says, I realize, Muazza, your maut will take place now. The sweetness of tahajjud will be lost to you forever. The sweetness of tilawat of Quran will be lost to you forever. The sweetness of hunger, fasting on a hot day will be lost to you forever. I cried over that loss. I cried over dhaqa tu'mal iman. Iman has a maza. Iman has an ecstasy. Like people are chasing behind the so-called ecstasy of the haram activities of this world. Wallah, the maza and ecstasy Allah has kept on the musalla. The maza and ecstasy Allah has kept in tahajjud. The maza and ecstasy Allah has kept in amal is far greater. Abu Rehana radiallahu ta'ala, when he returns from the path of Allah, musalla, wife, they say separation makes the heart grow fonder. She's sitting next to him. having decorated, beautified herself, long period of separation, asks her permission, let me read 2 rakat salah, starts his salah, next thing is the azan for fajr, makes salam, hastens towards the masjid as he is leaving, ya ba rehana, ghazot, wa rajat, wa ta'ib, amalana minka nasib, o Abu Rehana, you went in the path of Allah, you went for such a long time, now you have returned, now you tired yourself in amal, I am your wife, don't I have some share, don't I have some haq, don't I have some right? He says, yes, you do have a right, but I was not aware of you. She says, Abu Rehana was sitting right next to you, how could you not be aware of me? He says, when I said, Allahu Akbar, لَمْ يَزَلْ يَهْوِي قَلْبِي فِي مَا وَصَفَ اللَّهِ جَنَّتَهُ مِنْ نَعِيمِهَا وَقُسُورِهَا وَأَنْهَارِهَا حَتَّى سَمِعْتُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ He says, Allah's Qasam, when I said, Allahu Akbar, Allah took my heart to Jannat. I saw the palaces, I saw the rivers, I saw the streams, I saw the bounties of Jannat. My heart became mesmerized with that vision. And the next thing I heard was the azan of Fajr. Allah's Qasam, I was not aware of it. Like the life is, the moth will be like that. Time is that valuable commodity. Do not waste it. Do not delay. Muharram has come. New year has come. We are not like the people of Batil who have no guide, who have no master, who have no role model, who have no symbol. They will celebrate. They will receive a new year with extravagance, with wastage. They will embrace a new year with activities of masiyat, of Allah's disobedience. Cry tears of blood when this ummah follows and apes their activities. Muharram, new year, birthday, anniversary, this is a wake-up call. You look up at that calendar. Unfortunately, many of us too will be wondering, I don't want to test anybody, by which year is it? What is the Islamic year? 1445. 1445 what? There's a suffix, A-H. A-H. What is A-H? What are we supposed to be reminded about in Muharram? On the one hand, first of Muharram. First of Muharram, that personality. Allahu Akbar. Muarrikhin write, historians write, they say amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, every Sahabi was murid, desired hidayat. One Sahabi was given a special distinction that he was murad. His hidayat was desired by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma, Allahumma, aizza al-Islam bi ahad al-amarain. The hadith, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, strengthen Islam, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the hidayat of Umar. Kana Islamuhu fathan. وحجرته نصرا وخلافته رحمة. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, the Islam of Umar was a victory. His hijrat was Allah's nusrat. His khilafat was Allah's rahmat. And ما كنا نستطيع أن نصلي ظاهرا أمام الكعبة حتى أسلم عمر. The first rahmat which Allah showed us was this ummah could not make salah openly in front of the Kaaba till the Islam of Umar. That personality, it was the first of Muharram that Allah selected and chose for the shahadat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For that personality whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Allah chose the first of Muharram for him to drink from the cup of Shahadat. 10th of Muharram, Allahu Akbar, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving khutbah in Kufa. Someone enters the masjid, a young man. Jabir points to him and he says to the entire majma, Man ahabba أن ينظر إلى سيد شباب أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى هذا. سمعت هذا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Any one of you in this masjid that wants to see on this earth the imam and the leader of the youth of Jannat, look at that person who just walked in. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I heard this directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the two babies, cuddled them, and he said, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbahuma. Oh Allah, I love them. Oh Allah, make them your beloved. Such personalities, such flowers of Islam. The sabak and lesson was taught, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. This is Allah's sunnah. This is Allah's musallam usul which will never change. What does Quran say? This word lan, lan in Arabic is to negate something, but to negate it with absolute emphasis. In other words, bhul jao, forget about it. You'll never ever become the true friend of Allah. You will never get the true ta'alluq of Allah, the true relationship with Allah. Bhul jao, forget about it, impossible. Kamal ta'alluq, perfection of your ta'alluq with Allah, impossible. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, until that which is beloved to you is not sacrificed in the way of Allah. It was the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 17th year of Hijrah. The emissary, the epistle comes from Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That instructions are coming from Amirul Mu'minin. There is no date on it. We are getting confused. As an ummah, Islam is spreading far and wide. We need a date. We need the calendar. Sahaba are gathered. Mashwara takes place. The calendar of Islam must start with what? Every year, new year, what must this ummah revisit? Which garden did you come from? Where do you hail from? What was the basis and foundation of the calendar of Islam? Sahaba started giving opinions. Some said, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Calendar must start with the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some said Fateh Badr, conquest of Badr. Some said Fateh Makkah, conquest of different rise. Time is limited, I'm not going into details. Umar, each rai he rejected. Finally, which rai he accepted? That which was given by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What is your rai? What is the calendar of Islam? What does calendar must start with? What was the turning point? What was their rai? Hijrat. What is hijrat? Unfortunately, we have become a desensitized ummah. Not only desensitized, we become an ummah of rituals. We are going through the motion. Haqqaiq reality is not there. We don't even understand. A-E-H, after hijrah. What is hijrat? What is hijrat? Gar chorna. Biwi bacha chor dena. Marghubat, mahbubat, qurban kar lena Allah ke liye. Al-muhajir. Man hajara ma naha Allah an ayyul imani afdal ayyul imani afdal suilun nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the pinnacle of iman? What is the height of iman? What did my nabi say? Al hijra. Lan tanalul bir hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. That which is mahbub, that which is beloved to you. Rehen sehen gar, your home, the heart, that's your maskan, the heart is attached to it, your birthplace. Place it on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice for the sake of Allah. 10th year of nubuwat, two great khalifs, two great pillars of support within the space of 10 days are taken away. The pillar of support outside the house, Abu Talib. Allahu Akbar, the pillar of support, Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, inside the house, who set the standard for the masturat of the ummah till qiyamah. That what is the role of the wife when she gave everything for the worry and concern of hidayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she is taken away. Abu Talib is taken away. One hijrah takes place to Taif. We know what happened. So sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice, the ground was being prepared. It was the 11th year of Nubuwat, during the days of Hajj. I'm digressing. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Badr was 313. Badr was 313. On that 313, Allah sent down Quran, Yomul Furqan. On their jazba, on their qurbani, on their sacrifice, on their commitment, Allah sent down the decision that today we have made the decision in the heavens that Haqq will triumph over Batil. This is Yomul Furqan. Hidayat will spread. But even Badr, what was the foundation of Badr? What was the foundation of Uhud? What was the foundation of Hunayn? What was the foundation of Fateh Makkah? What was the foundation of Fateh Taif? What was the foundation of Fateh Hudayy? All these great, great pillars, great, great momentous events of Islam, the foundation was Hijrat. Hijrat, Hijrat. Late at, like I said, I digressed. As Imam Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Badr was only 313. He used to say, if the majma of the Hajj of 1 year, that 2 million or 2.5 million or 1.8 million or whatever it is on the plains of Mina, if they will turn the clock of their hearts back to the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they will identify that Hajj was not just the farewell Hajj. First 3 years, the command was ikhfa, conceal your da'wat. The moment the verses started coming down, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, then permission came to open the da'wat. From the 4th year, da'wat used to take place in Mina, in Arafat. Da'wat used to take place 10 to 10, Okaz. Da'wat used to take place in the bazaars of Makkah. Da'wat used to take place amongst the qabail of Makkah. Da'wat used to take place, especially during the days of Hajj, 10 to 10, person to person. He used to say, if the majma of the Hajj of 1 year will identify with the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the qasam of Allah, that will be sufficient for the hidayat of the entire humanity. The ummah has drifted so far away. Turn the clock back. AH 1445. Muharram has come. New year has come. After Hijrat, 11th year of Nubuwat, two great pillars of support have been taken away. Taif has occurred. Late one night, according to the riwayat of Dalail of Isfahani, there are other narrations, but relying on that, 6 people from Yathrib, Abul Haytham bin Tehan, Ubadah bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi', As'ad bin Zurara, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Nu'man bin Haritha. 6 youngsters, where Jamaratul Uqba is the big shaitan on the side of it. In a valley, there was a dip. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spies these 6 youngsters. He approaches them. I am the messenger of Allah. I have a da'wat invitation. Will you listen to me? They say, what is your da'wat? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like I said, Quran, recites the last 2 rukus of Surah Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. 2 rukus till he reaches the last verse of Surah Ibrahim. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. By the time he reaches this verse, their hearts are changed. Their hearts have melted, every one of them. They had been hearing from the Jews of Medina, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nazir, Banu Qurayza. These were the 3 Sahaba of Musa alayhi salam, who when Musa alayhi salam was returning from Hajj and he passed by Yathrib, they saw signs in this place that were reminiscent of the description given in the Torah of Musa alayhi salam
of the place of hijrat of the final prophet. So they sought permission from Musa alayhi salam. We want to settle here so that from our progeny, the sahaba of that Nabi will come. There's a different matter that the Jews, out of their stubbornness and out of their pride, they thought the final prophet will come from the Jews. Because he came from the Arabs, this became an obstacle to their accepting hidayat. But these three companions of Musa alayhi salam settled down. Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza. In other words, the children of these three sahaba of Musa alayhi salam. As the time of the coming of the last prophet started coming closer, as the signs became evident, the Jews of Medina used to mock the Aus and the Khazraj of Medina, that very soon the last prophet is going to come. We are going to become his companions and we are going to slaughter y'all. We are going to be victorious, we are going to do this, we are going to do that. All sorts of things they were saying. So when these six people saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, "Fasbiqu qabla an tusbaqu." Maybe the Jews are right, but they made a mistake as to where he will come from. So let us go ahead, let us beat them in accepting his message. This was the foundation. When they heard the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their hearts were changed. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, give us the command." He said, "Go back. Come back the next year." The mountain of persecution continued in Makkah Mukarramah. But the heart of the Nabi was light. Why? The people of Yathrib are coming. People of Yathrib are coming. Next year, 12 came. Cutting it short, we've run out of time. 13th year of Nubuwat, 72 came. 70 men, 2 women. Umme Mani'a, Umme Ammara radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accompanied by his uncle Abbas, who had not yet accepted Islam, late at night on the side of Jamaratul Aqaba, an oath of allegiance is going to take place. On this, the foundation of hijrat will be planted. The ummah will get permission to make hijrat. The ultimate qurbani and sacrifice. Sahaba of Makkah will give up their homes, their families, everything beloved, their possessions. They will strive to Medina Munawara for the sake of Allah. The people of Medina will make nusrat. Hijrat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents himself to this band of 72. Bara bin Ma'rur, it's mentioned in the riwayat, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "We must take the oath of allegiance on your hand. What is the basis of the oath of the bay'ah?" Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. Tuti'unani fil manshati wal makra. Wa tamna'uni kama tamna'una ahlikum wa mawalikum. Wa tunfiquna alayya fil usri wal yusr. وتجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم وتأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. There are various riwayat, few bases. تطيعونني, you will obey me in ease and in adversity. You will spend in the way of Allah in wealth or in poverty. You will protect me, the Nabi of Allah, and Allah's deen, like you protect your family and your beloved. You will engage in da'wat and tabligh, enjoin good and forbid evil. And you will strive in the way of Allah. And the criticism and the taunting of the objectors will not dissuade you from striving in the way of Allah. When these conditions of bay'at are placed in front of them, Abbas bin Nadla, radiallahu ta'ala, who stands up, and he says, "Ya ma'ashar al-khazraj, hal tadrun ala ma tubayi'una hadha al-rajul, tubayi'unahu ala kharbil ahmari wal aswadi minan nas, fa'in kuntum taroon annakum idha unhikat amwalukum musiba wa ashrafukum qatla aslamtumuhu faminal an fahu wallahi khizyu dunya wal akhira wa in kuntum taroon annakum waafuna bima da'utumu ilayh ala nahkatil amwal wa qatlil ashraf fakhuduhu fahu wallahi khayru dunya wal akhira." The crux of what he said, "O people of Medina, don't make the mistake of placing your hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then when faced with the adversities and problems, you abandon him, because that will be khasara and destruction for you in this world and the hereafter. So I am warning you and cautioning you. Understand the ramifications of what you are about to do. When you place your hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, نرميكم العرب عن قوس واحد, the whole Arab world with one focus will become your enemies. Arab world, non-Arab world will turn against you. As a result of that, it's not a possibility, it's not a likelihood, it's an absolute certainty. Your men will be slaughtered. Your women will become widows. Your children will become orphans. You will lose your wealth. You will become poor. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. Every one of these things is not a possibility. It's an absolute certainty is going to happen when you place your hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they hear this, Abu Haysam bin Tihan says, Dana anka ya Abbas. Abbas, stop what you are doing. Ya Rasulullah, if whatever Abbas says is going to happen, happens, what will Allah give us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will give you Jannat. Rasulullah, with one voice, they say, Ya Rasulullah, stretch out your hand. Upsut yadak. The first to take bayat was Abu Haysam bin Tihan. Another riwayat comes, Bara bin Ma'rur was the first. And then, Allahu Akbar. Their Islam was fairly new. Yet, Abu Haysam bin Tihan says, Ya Rasulullah, we have one request, one thing that is causing us to hesitate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what is it? He says, you are the Nabi of Allah. Whatever qurbani is given, whatever hardships we undertake in the way of hidayat, you are Allah's Nabi, it will not go to waste. We have complete conviction. Thumma adharak Allah, Allah's help will come. The winds of hidayat will blow. Ya Rasulullah, when that happens, will you leave us and return back to Makkah? Will you leave us and return back to Makkah? When he says this, فَدَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam starts smiling. بَلِ الدَّمْ الدَّمْ وَالْهَدَمْ الْهَدَمْ أَنَا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنِّي لو سلك الناس واديا وسلكت الانصار واديا لسلكت وادي الانصار. میرا جینا تمہارے ساتھ ہے, میرا مرنا تمہارے ساتھ ہے. I am now yours, you people are mine. If the whole world goes in one direction and my ansar of Medina go in one direction, لسلكت وادي الانصار, I will be with the jamaat of the ansar. That type of love, that type of devotion. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, this was the ride that was taken, that the calendar of Islam will start on this ultimate qurbani and sacrifice, so that the heritage of Islam, that each year in Muharram, this reminder, this sabak, multitudes of incidents. Umm Salma radiallahu anha, Abu Salma husband, 1-year-old baby, they are leaving Makkah Mukarramah, making hijrat to Madinah Munawwara. The Banu al-Asad come. This child belongs to us, we don't care, you are not taking our baby away. They snatch the child away from the mother. Her tribe comes, takes her away. Abu Salma, husband, wife, child separated. Umm Salma says, 1 year I went to Abtah every morning and I would cry the whole day over the pain of separation from my 1-year-old baby. After 1 year of this type of qurbani and sacrifice, the Banu Mughira, from her paternal cousin, intercedes on her behalf with the Banu al-Asad, that what are you people doing? Let her go to her husband. And the family of Abu Salma released that baby. And after 1 year, she is reunited. Like that, the tariq of Islam is replete. Sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice was given. Hijrat, ayyul imani afdal, ayyul imani afdal. What is the height, what is the pinnacle of Islam, of iman? What did my Nabi say? Hijrah. Gar chorna, biwi bacha chorna, mar mahbubat, marghubat, qurban kar lena Allah ke liye, giving up your whole.
Giving up your family, giving up that which is beloved. For what? For the worry and cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that on the Hajjatul Wada, that Jamaat that was in front of him, 90% of those who took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their graves are scattered throughout the entire world. Shahadat, a living testimony to this ummah, that this is an ummah of hijrat. This is an ummah of qurbani. This is an ummah of sacrifice. This is not the brainchild of Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi. This is not some organization or some harkat or some movement that someone thought of. This is the very essence of Islam. That kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummah. Why? Allah selected you. Allah chose you. You were taken out for this. For the hidayat of humanity. Whatever qurbani has to be given, whatever sacrifice has to be given, whatever has to be spent in the way of Allah, behind this, the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the concern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muharram has come, New Year has come, 1445, identify with which garden you came from. You are the produce of which garden, you are the flowers of which garden, where did you hail from? After hijrat, this is the ummah of hijrat, this is the ummah of qurbani, this is the ummah of sacrifice. Unfortunately, with the passage of time, our elders say we forgot, and not only forgot that we forgot. Bhul gaye, aur ye bhi bhul gaye ki hum bhul, forgot. Nasyam mansiya, out of the mind, out of the hearts. That so that today, when that call of hijrat, when that call this ummah develops a deaf ears to the widows of Sahaba, to the orphans of Sahaba, develops deaf ears to the poverty of Medina Munawara, develops deaf ears to the sacrifice that was given, where the homes were stripped, livelihoods were stripped, everything was given behind this. Allahumma hdi qawmi, Allahumma hdi qawmi. Oh Allah, give humanity hidayat. Ya Allah, save one person from Jahannam. Ya Allah, the punishment of this world is temporary. The punishment of akhirat, wal adhabul akhirati akbar. We can't even quantify the punishment of akhirat. Ya Allah, save humanity from that. That cry and that concern of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that demanded that this ummah has to become an ummah of hijrat. The khatm nubuwat of janab rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la nabiyya ba'di wa la ummata ba'da ummati, no other nabi to come, no other ummah to come. Based on that aqeedah, the demand of it is hijrat. Qurbani has to be given, sacrifice has to be given. Lan tanalul bir hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Sahaba of Makkah gave the ultimate hijrat mu'abbad, permanent hijrat, so that even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even Sahaba, never made their home Makkah Mukarramah again. Those that gave it up for Allah's sake. We are not being asked to give permanent hijrat. We are being asked to give hijrat mu'abbad, temporary hijrat. Temporary hijrat. Our elders are saying 4 months. Ibtidai, first step. So who of us is ready? Mubarak night. Tomorrow is a Mubarak day, the day of Ashura. The day when Allah saved the nation of Musa alayhi salam from the tyranny of Fir'aun. The ummah today is caught in the clutches of oppression and zulmat. This is the time for us to come back to deen. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the barakat of this Mubarak time, who is ready, my respected brothers, to stand up and give our names, inshallah. Four months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. Keep standing. Stand up, mashallah. We want naqad names. Time, anybody got guarantees going to be around for another Muharram? They can make delayed intentions. If you don't have guarantee, we want naqad names. 4 months cash. Come, my respected brothers. Or as soon as possible. Keep standing, mashallah. Your standing, wallah, is encouraging others to stand. Malaika are recording your standing also. Immat karo bhai. Chalo bhai, mashallah. More brothers, inshallah. Make niyat. This is Ihya'ul Qalb. This is the noor and the light and the life of the heart. Rejuvenation of the heart. Faisal Vanya, 4 months, mashallah. Allah accepts. Who else, mashallah? Himmat karo bhai. What about Purana Sati standing? What about the youngsters, new brothers, inshallah? Come, my respected brothers. Whatever remains of our life, this is investment for that. Who else, mashallah?
clock of life is ticking. The sabak of time is to avoid delay. Shaitan is not going to tell anybody don't come out. All he's going to convince you is delay your coming out. Ulama say that one of the greatest traps of shaitan is this delay. The Arabic word sofa. Hazrat Ibrahim Devla Sahib, in one of his bayans, he said, Aktharu ahlin nar ahlut tasweef. Majority of the residents of hellfire will be the people who delayed. So don't delay. Shaitan is way too intelligent to tell you not to do. What he'll tell you is delay. A lot of youngsters are now starting to give their names. You want more youngsters, mashallah. Saying youngsters doesn't mean the elderly brothers mustn't make niyats. Our elders say when a horse rider races, when he sees the goalpost, then first he paces his horse. When he sees the goalposts, then no holds barred. They say white beard, that is the goalpost. Once the white hair has come, then is no holds barred. Then what are you holding back for? Man balagha arba'een sana, mafhum of the hadith, the man who reaches 40 years of age and he hasn't made akhirat his object, falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let him prepare his abode in Jahannam. Sahaba at the age of 40 would stop doing business also. Today, unfortunately, we have turned it the other way around. Person is 80 years, 80. I met one brother, 83 years of age. He tells me, Maulana, you know what, my janaza will come out of the business. This is when we are exposed to the incorrect environment.
Mashallah. All those that have made niyat, can stand up again, mashallah. All those that gave the name, mashallah, jazakallah. Just stand up a few minutes, mashallah. Jazakallah. It's coming in the heart, mashallah. Jazakallah. All these brothers go on to the left-hand side, inshallah. Jazakallah. It's coming in the heart of more brothers also, they can also proceed, mashallah. We have takazas also, inshallah, for Africa also. For Chilla Jamas also. Who makes niyat for that also, inshallah? Africa and South America, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Jamaat for Africa and South America also, inshallah. Maulana, mashallah. Jamaat is ready for Africa, mashallah. Burundi, Mona Faisal. Who else, mashallah? Ji. One Jamaat is almost ready. Few more brothers are required, inshallah, to complete this Jamaat.
Jamaat is ready, mashallah, for Burundi. Just one or two more satis. Allah puts in the heart. The opportunity Allah is giving us. Mashallah, there's ulama-i-kiram in the Jamaat. So, inshallah, our time will be spent well also. Who makes himmat for that, inshallah?
What's the name? Ahmad. Like, sir, mashallah.
Who else, mashallah? Come very quickly. Brothers, our Shab Guzari, this week, the schedule was altered because of 10th of Muharram. But like this, every week, alhamdulillah, our Shab Guzari takes place from Asr on Friday till Fajr the next morning. We make a humble appeal that brothers should try and be regular, attend the Shab Guzari. All of us say, inshallah. Also, the day of Ashura, very, very Mubarak day. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba say that he would never search for the virtue of the fast of any month. Ma ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yataharra yawma min al-ayyam taharra fadlahu. He would never search for the virtue of the fast of any month like how he searched for the virtue and emphasized the virtue of the fast of Ramadan. And he would not do that for any day like how he did it for the day of Ashura. Only addition is they say add one day. If you haven't fasted today, then tomorrow and the next day. Or if you fasted today, then today and tomorrow. He said, أَحْتَسِبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. He says, I have great hope that my Allah will forgive the sins of the last year if a person fasts on the day of Ashura. So let us make himmat. It's winter. It's like an early breakfast and a late lunch basically. Not much qurbani required. Let us try and spend the night in the environment of the Shab Guzari, in the masjid. Wake up for tahajjud. Sehri facilities also will be here. And let us try and fast on the day of Ashura, engage in dua, engage in amal. Also we learn in hadith, increase a little bit of generosity in your family on the day of Ashura. It will be a source of barakah and blessings for the rest of the year. All of us will try and do that, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Oh my Allah, your greatness, your majesty is limitless. There are no words that we can use that will ever do justice to describing the magnitude of your mercy, your compassion, your forgiveness, O my Allah. O my Allah, you have given us the example. You said, come with sins equivalent to the grains of sand on the earth or equivalent to the waves of the oceans. O my Allah, without a doubt, despite the fact that from our very first breath of our life, your ni'mats and your bounties were raining down upon us. Instead of obeying you, instead of showing gratitude, in every possible way we showed our dushmani, we showed our enmity. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You commanded us to lower our gaze, we raised our gazes. You called us, your calls didn't reach us, we didn't take heed. It fell on deaf ears, we turned our backs upon you. This last year that has passed, if we have to ponder and reflect over the manner in which we spent it, then it is only a source of regret and hasrat. Day in, day out, moments of this year have passed. Your reminders were there in front of us. So many of our dear and beloved ones were taken away from this world. We saw their graves, we saw their janazas. And still we didn't heed. Every setting sun gave us a reminder, Ya Allah, of the temporary nature of our lives, of that inexorable moment coming closer and closer when we have to stand in front of you. But still, Ya Allah, we didn't heed. The demand and the requisite of that is that you should have sent your azab upon us. You should have closed the door of your ni'mat and bounties. But oh my Allah, your mercy, your compassion, your kindness, you continue to shower your ni'mats and bounties upon us. Now you have given us another year, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah, we are beseeching you. Whatever sins we have committed in the past, the manner in which we have blackened our existence, we have no excuse. There is no way we can hide. The complete record is there in front of you. Oh Allah, we are beseeching you, forgive our sins, Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Ya Allah, this day of Ashura, which you have blessed us with, which is about to come upon us. Ya Allah, you freed the nation of Musa alayhi salam from the oppression and the tyranny of Fir'aun. Ya Allah, whichever direction we look today, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam is suffering tyranny and oppression, persecution and hardship. On such a level that one feels that perhaps if even the rocks or stones had eyes, they also would begin to cry to witness the pitiable condition of this ummah. Your beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would shorten his salah
when he heard a little child cry. What must be happening to his Mubarak ruh and soul? When the report of the desecrated and burnt and charred bodies of the babies of his ummah are presented to him. The respect of our mothers and sisters are being looted in front of their families. This ummah is being bombarded in every direction. Ya Allah, it was your qudrat, it was your power, it was only you that gave the nation of Musa alayhi salam salvation. Ya Allah, we are the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, there is no action, there is nothing that we can present to you. This dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah, in which we find ourselves, this has become like a steel wall in front of us. Humne acche banne ki bahut koshish ki. We tried to better ourselves. We tried to make ourselves such that we are pleasing to you. Ya Allah. But such is the temptation around us. Such is the zulmat around us. That every time we are taking one step to you, we are going 10 steps backwards. We don't have any actions, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai. Doobe hue zillat mein. Kuch bhi. Lekin tere mahboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat hai, Ya Allah. Ya is ummat, Ya Allah. The day is coming when we will have to stand in front of him also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Allah keep his large, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through his tears, through his qurbani, through his sacrifice, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give this ummah salvation, Ya Allah, from the Firauns of today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid the ummah of the tyranny and oppression of the Firauns of today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat quickly, Ya Allah. And if it is not muqaddar for them, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America, Australia, Europe, Asia, Africa, China, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this humanity in their billions like ants are going towards Jahannam. That fire, Ya Allah. Such descriptions you have given in your Quran. Innaha lada nazzat al-lishaw tad'u man fi samu wa hamim wa dhillim min yahmum la barid wa la kareem. Tere izzat ki qasam, dozak humse bardasht nahi ho sakte. We will never be able to bear that fire. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy, your compassion, your kindness. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, make the decision to save us, save our families, save the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat for humanity. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Accept us for the amal of deen. Make us dais of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of the 6 qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq humare saamne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma de, Ya Allah. Jaan aur maal tere deen ke liye qabool farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the capabilities of the ummat, Ya Allah, being utilized in incorrect directions, Ya Allah. Our youth are running in incorrect directions. The hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummah the tawfiq to utilize their capabilities in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from riba, from lies, from treachery, from deception, from eating up the hukuk of others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the qualities of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your beloved, you become our beloved, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the love of sunnah, Ya Allah. Let us bring our lives on the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, protect the haramain sharifain, protect Aqsa, protect the khankas, protect the madaris, Ya Allah, protect the marakis, Ya Allah. Wherever the work of deen is taking place, in any line, Ya Allah, that is pleasing to you, protect it and take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us bring our lives on deen, let us come onto those amal that are pleasing to you, and let us stay away from those amal that are displeasing to you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adhaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for du'as, have done ihsan upon us, who we have wronged in any way, our asatizah ikram, our families, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter. Fulfill all their jais hajat, Ya Allah. Those that are in pareshani, remove their pareshani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we can never repay them, Ya Allah. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, fill their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Those that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih, Sayyidina wa muta'ana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.